This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping the coronavirus effort under tow and keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler at the Captain's America, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Captain's America, and the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com is our radio show website. So there you go. And joining us right now, we have Amanda Mackey, and Amanda Mackey happens to be an attorney and a GOP strategist, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Captain.
And would you like to say the pledge with me?
I would.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I had a little trial yesterday up there in Minnesota, and Chauvin was found guilty, and a lot of people have been saying a lot of things, including our president, Mr. Number 46, and here is part of what he had to say yesterday.
The president said the guilty verdict cannot bring George Floyd back.
But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
He also said no one should be above the law.
And today's verdict sends that message, but it's not enough. We can't stop here.
Mr. Biden said the U.S. must confront racism, and he held out hope that this can be a moment of significant change. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, a moment of significant change, okay, I guess.
Well, here's the thing. When did you ever see a president really insert himself in a trial like this?
Never.
Number one, it wasn't a federal case.
Yep.
Number two, his words are his words, what he said after the fact. But what did he say before the fact? He said he was praying for a guilty verdict. He said that before obviously the verdict. So why is the president inserting himself in a trial that is not a federal trial? Even if it were, he shouldn't insert himself. But my point is that he's the president of the United States. As president, you are not supposed to insert yourself in trials. Uh-huh. That's what you're not supposed to do. The fact that he did, and the fact that, you know, let's look at this more broadly. You have someone who has not visited the southern border as this crisis looms into, I think we're going into week 16
yeah.
of the crisis on the southern border. Why has he never really said anything about that? Because when he does comment, the administration says, He's not authorized to comment on it. His comments are not the comments that you should be listening to. Listen to what the press secretary says. But the point is that he has not gone to the southern border. Kamala Harris, his point person on the southern border crisis, has not gone to the border. Yet they managed to quickly insert themselves on this trial. And that's where, you know, I think Americans look and say, that's not even your role, really, to be involved in this.
Yeah, all of that, I totally agree with, and many people listening to the program agree with you, too. But, you know, what are we going to do? How do you break this bond?
Well, I mean, there's nothing you can do about, you know, what Joe Biden's going to do. And I've said this before, the president really only has one responsibility, according to the Constitution. And that is to present a State of the Union every year. Beyond that, the president can, you know, can do nothing, really. So Biden is going to, you know, do what he's going to do. And we, the people, we don't really have, there isn't really anything we can do until we can change Congress, because thankfully we have midterm elections. And midterm elections are coming up in 2022. So if you want to take your country back, and if you want to have a check and balance on someone like Joe Biden and the Biden-Harris administration, you need to have a Senate that can stop their radical agenda, and you need a House that isn't pumping out legislation like D.C. statehood and other things that are antithetical to our values and our country's system of government. When we lose, okay, and when a party loses, never in our history have we said, well, people don't really agree with us on everything. Yeah, some do, but some don't. We really don't have a mandate or majority, but let's just create our own mandate by adding two liberal senators from D.C. to the United States Senate. Why don't we just do that? In fact, every time states have been added for, let's take, for example, North or South Dakota. Take, for example, Alaska or Hawaii. They've always done it where there's a balance. So, in other words, one state's going to be more Democratic, one state's going to be more conservative, so we'll balance things out. They're just making it painfully obvious that they're going to bring D.C. in, two United States liberal senators added.
All right. Here comes the music. Hang on. We'll be right back with more. Amanda's going to finish her point. And then I'm going to ask her, what are we going to do about Maxine Waters? They tried yesterday to have her censured, and that did not work. They stood behind her, the Democrats. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh boy, and Brooke was over there last night with me at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. She spoke along with Colonel Jim, and always happy to see them. And of course, she was on my program yesterday, and a lot of people, a lot of great comments about her yesterday. So her performance was nothing short of like lighting a barn on fire. Okay, well, let's tell you about this portion of the program because it's brought to you by Moss Nissan. And, you know, it's amazing how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the state, the Panhandle, South Georgia, Tampa Bay area, up into the Northeast, all the way up to the Canadian border, upstate New York, Ohio, Michigan, places like that. And then there was the father that drove his daughter's car over from Phoenix, Arizona, to trade it on a Nissan that she wanted, and she was going to school down at the University of Tampa. And that was the talk of the town for quite a while. But he did that, and we got wind of it and got involved in that. But Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Maybe that's why the father drove that far with the vehicle to begin with. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. It gives you a many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you just can't beat the selection at Moss Nissan. Currently over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you might want to have. And don't forget, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value. So you can take advantage of that. Bring your vehicle up there, have it appraised, and see if they'll you wind up with more money than you need to have and thought you were going to get, and maybe you'll buy another vehicle. Who knows? But Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, which gives all active military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors great discounts on the vehicles that you want to buy. Now, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is Moss's motto. And don't forget, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market, the 2021 Rogue. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Amanda Mackey. Now, Amanda Mackey's last name is spelled M-A-K-K-I. And if you want to know more about her, you can go to her website, AmandaMackey.com, right?
AmandaMackey.com, Facebook, Amanda Mackey for Congress, Instagram, Amanda Mackey, Twitter, Amanda Mackey, M-A-K-K-I.
Okay, now I want to talk about Maxine Waters because...
Let me just finish my thought real
sure.
quick on what I was saying.
Sure.
When we broke, you know, this is really important that people understand. You can't just sit here and, you know, sit in a circling firing squad and just talk amongst ourselves about how upset we are. We're going to do something. And midterms give us the ability to do something. And more importantly, we have a one-party rule system in Washington right now. The Democrats control every lever of the government.
Yep.
And if we want to have a check and balance, which is what our founding fathers intended, a check and balance, we need to make sure we get candidates elected in Congress, in the House, and in the Senate so that we can stop their radical agenda. We are three seats shy of taking the gavel from Nancy Pelosi's hands. Three seats. That's
yep.
it.
Yep.
So, you know, I always tell people, don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Find the candidates who can win. Find the best conservative candidates who can win, because otherwise you're going to have this. You're going to have people trying to push D.C. statehood in the Senate and in the House. You're going to have people trying to push packing the Supreme Court, adding four additional liberal activist judges to our United States Supreme Court. These are the things we could stop, but right now we can't. Our hands are tied because we don't have control.
Well, Maxine Waters, 3 months after Democrats and Republicans condemned the rhetoric that preceded the January 6th riot on Capitol Hill that Donald Trump got in all kinds of trouble for, and he said, oh, he was inciting a riot with his comments, we have House Democrat Maxine Waters, who said much worse because she came up to the Twin Cities to vent her own dangerous rhetoric. Speaking to protesters at the Derek Chauvin trial, Waters demanded that the jury deliver a guilty verdict or else. Then she went on to say that not only did she demand the verdict, but she added she wanted a guilty verdict for first-degree murder. Well, that wasn't even one of the charges. And she exhorted the protesters to stay in the streets and fight for justice. Loaded language, of course, in a city that's exploded into rioting during last year and recently as this week.
Well, basically what she said was, I'm going to influence the jury, and I don't care about the ramifications. And that's what she did. She said that if you don't do as we tell you to do, jurors, we will set the city on fire. You will see attacks on your street. You will see businesses burning down. You will see schools burning down. She didn't say those words, but she didn't have to. People can infer. And by doing so, do you think the jury was not influenced?
No, I think, yeah.
And it didn't even just start with Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters was, you know, the icing on the cake. Where this really started was over last summer when these cities were being looted and rioted throughout America. People saw that. Do you think that was going to ever not sit in the minds of jurors, especially if the venue happens to be the very same, the court venue happens to be the very same place where George Floyd, you know, where George Floyd died and these protests occurred? Of course it's going to influence them. But what Maxine Waters said was the height of your responsibility. You're a sitting woman who is a United States Congresswoman. It is not your business to weigh in on that. And the court, you know, the judge really reprimanded her. But he didn't go far enough. He should have declared this a mistrial, and he didn't.
So what do you think?
The Chauvin team has 8 weeks to get their appeal together. And that's what they need to do. And they should use a couple things. I think the most damning thing they can use is the civil settlement by the city of Minneapolis with the family of George Floyd. They settled for $27 million a week before the jurors were ever even selected, before jury selection ever even occurred, which means those jurors didn't know they were going to be jurors. So they heard, we can all assume they heard that a $27 million settlement that, oh, by the way, the city of Minneapolis even said, we don't have the money, but we will find the money because of, you know, paraphrasing, you know, the heinous nature of this. So that, for a lot of people, is enough to be an admission of guilt. That is enough to impartial someone sitting on a jury to say, why am I even sitting here? The city's already settled for $27 million.
Okay. Now, we have a caller on the line. Let me go see what they would like to say. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for the call.
Make it quick. You got a minute.
Hey, Roger that. Here's the thing. Good morning, ma'am. Here's the thing. Let's get back to the grand old party system here. Okay, I as a voter and as a potential constituent in CD13, we're sick and tired of being given these false promises. The last time in this area that there was true leadership for CD13 was the late Congressman Bill Young.
That's right.
He knew how to get things done, and now we have the former governor of the state of Florida, Charlie Crist, Representative Crist. He does not represent me. He represents probably
himself.
Pretty much. He's a lawyer. He's tied to Morgan and Morgan. He worked for them. He was on the payroll for those cats that also gave to the, you know, Miss Mackey said, we're kind of talking in circles here, but here's the thing. How would Miss Mackey be different in affecting effective leadership and or team building in order to get back on track regarding representing districts and not ideologies, if that makes any sense?
Thank you. Okay, well, you heard the question.
Look, you need conservatives in Congress. And I'll tell you this, 40% of Americans, whether they're Republican, Democrat, moderate, independent, they are conservative. Only 20% of Americans, whether they're Republican, Democrat, or independent, are liberal. Okay? So our country is a conservative country. By default, we are needing to push an agenda that is conservative. And if you elect people like Charlie Crist, you're not going to get that. If you elect people who are conservative, who believe in the value system that you believe in, you're going to get a very different member of Congress.
Got to go. You're going to get cut off by the computer. We'll talk to you next week. All right, everybody. Amanda Mackey. Amanda Mackey. That's M-A-K-K-I, AmandaMackey.com. Go over there, check her out. And I'll be right back with more as we get ready to talk to the consumer quarterback.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder in the death of George Floyd.
We, the jury, in the above-entitled matter as to count one, unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony, find the defendant guilty.
He was also found guilty of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Chauvin's bail was immediately revoked and a sentencing hearing will be held in 8 weeks. After the verdict was announced, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison addressed George Floyd's family, thanking them for patience in a difficult time.
Over the last year, the family of George Floyd had to relive again and again the worst day of their lives.
when they lost their brother, their father, their friend. I'm profoundly grateful to them for giving us the time we needed to prosecute this case. They have shown the world what grace and class and courage really look like.
This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Everts Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, keep in mind, Two Guys Gun Shows are going to be up this week in Hernando County, in Brooksville, at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. I'll be there Saturday from about 9 to 2, maybe 9 to 3. And they can be found online by going to their website, twoguysshows.com. Now, I would strongly suggest, so that you're not disappointed, that you sign up for the concealed carry class right now. If that's what you want to do, take the concealed carry class. Go to twoguysshows.com. Sign up for the class, get it all taken care of, because we had some people that showed up last week that because the class was full and because they showed up at the last minute, they weren't able to get into it. So that's the best thing to do, twoguysshows.com, and sign up for the concealed weapons class. Now, also, make sure that you stop by and see the latest line of guns that they have there, plus accessories and also knives and bows and arrows and camping and fishing equipment and even some military surplus items there, too. Now, you never know who's going to be there or what's going to happen, but I will be there prominently displayed Saturday from 9 to 2. So hope to see you there. Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, twoguysshows.com is the website. By the way, Amanda Mackey is going to be on Newsmax at 6:30 a.m. today, 7 a.m. and 8:15 all this morning. 6:30, 7, and 8:15. So make sure that you catch her over there. She's on there a lot, and there you go. And Eric, you're welcome, my friend. Appreciate you very much, and appreciate all the other folks that are in the chat room chiming in right now. All right, well, let's go to the phone line. We've got Brandon Rimes, a consumer quarterback. His website is simply consumerqb.com. And if you have any issues, and many of you do, you're asking me who can help you with this, that, and the other consumer-related problems, it would be the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
And, you know, people from all around the country can't get answers to questions.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of weren't educated on in school or, you know, that come up and you just really don't have resources. You don't really understand where to go. There's scam nature as well that are, you know, coming up on your iPhone, your computer at home, and even letters in the mail sometimes, or solicitations. But, yeah, so that's what we've created the Consumer Quarterback Show for. We want to be a consumer advocate and help people. And my wife, Lindsay, and I also own a 1% ranked real estate team at Keller Williams Realty. So we do a lot around real estate, credit, finance, estate and tax planning, and a lot of different areas in between.
Well, you know, the latest scam that is an old scam that continues is the one about, well, we've been trying to reach you for weeks. A long-lost relative has given you $100,000, and we need to get a hold of you to do this, this, and this. Give us a call or click this link or something like that. And when you get something like that, avoid it.
Yeah, and we only need $1,000 from you up front to unlock this other $100,000.
That's right. That's
right. So they're, you know, they're scammers, they're lying, they're calling you up on the phone saying they're from the IRS or other places. So they're, you know, they're trying to prey on that part in your mind that says, oh, maybe this is true. So if you find yourself thinking, oh, this could be, it's not. Most of the time, 99% of the time, it's not. And a lot of times they're sending links over to your phone. I get them all the time on my phone. Hey, I want to see, tell me if this property is still available. And it says on Facebook, if this property is still available on Facebook. And the link doesn't even have Facebook in there. It's some kind of other scam. So they want you to click on that. And then when you do, they're going to be able to control your device. So you've got to be diligent. You've got to be careful and don't fall for that trick.
Well, I would never, especially when it comes to property, click on a link to somebody's website that I don't know who they are. Never.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, there's so many different cyber situations now where they're hacking in. I heard this week also we have a new expert contributor on our show that talked about how a casino got hacked through, of all things, a wireless thermometer in the fish tank. It was a fish tank that had a wireless thermometer. So they hacked into that thermometer. They looked up the specs online, you know, went through and got into their network that way and stole all their information for their high rollers. Et cetera. So these hackers are smart, these scammers are smart, but we've got to be smart on our end.
Yeah, and again, it comes to let the buyer beware. They used to call it caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
That's right, exactly. And a good example of that is where people will take a property that realtors have listed and the pictures are posted so they can easily just copy those pictures, create a fake ad, and they'll create an advertisement or a post talking about the property being for rent. And they'll put it at where it's a really good deal and people are like, wow, this is a big house for not much money. And they'll have them mail in their deposit to a P.O. box. And then, of course, that P.O. box, once the money hits that P.O. box, it's gone.
Yeah. And again, be very careful. And then, of course, you got the long-lost relatives one. That's back, too, again. I've had a lot of people saying, my nephew from so-and-so is asking for money. They're stuck in Timbuktu, and they need to have $500 or whatever. Uh-uh. Don't do it.
Yeah. They got picked up by the police.
Yeah.
It's a scam. Yep, be diligent. Make sure you're verifying. There's a lot to do with real estate transactions. Also, if you're wiring funds, if you happen to be closing on real estate, you always have to call the other person before you hit send on the wire transfer because they spoof emails and they'll make it look like it's going to the intended account, but it won't be. It'll be going to their account.
Oh, and let's not forget the Internal Revenue Service thing because it is tax time.
Your refund is being held up because we can't get a hold of you. We need this, 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 and this. And no, by the way, please confirm your Social Security number in order to get your refund. There's some of that going on, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stimulus, payroll protection program, payments, applications, those types of things. Absolutely. Those are all areas that the scammers are kind of quickly pivoting. And they're able to pivot and make it look like it's legit, but it's not. So you got to be careful.
So one of the things you do on your show, which is heard weekday afternoons from 4 to 5 on my flagship station, and you can also hear it all around the country via the Internet and via the podcast, as well as his television that you do when you do the TV streaming of it, is whatever it is that's consumer-related. You have, I don't know, what, several hundred contributors?
Yeah, we've got lots of expert contributors, 50 to 60 different partners and experts. So, and they all have different areas of expertise. So we've got attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, businesses, and home services that can really help in a lot of different areas, Captain.
Okay, now give us the website again and then give us your phone number.
Yes, sir. QB. Also link over to our real estate business as well. We can help you sell, buy, and invest worldwide through Keller Williams Realty. ConsumerQB.com, 813-750-0550. 3750-0550.
All right, well, thank you very much, Brandon. You've been a great help, and hopefully you'll help out some people here that always seem to let me know, say thanks very much for the consumer guy.
Yes, we had a great call last week, helped someone out in Georgia. Appreciate that.
Great. All right. Talk to you real soon, my friend.
Take care, buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye. That is our good friend Brandon Rimes from Consumer Quarterback. It's ConsumerQB.com, ConsumerQB.com. And if you've got a problem or a question and it's consumer related and you can't get any answers, you get a hold of Brandon. Brandon will work with you. Brandon will help you. And that's all there is to it. Now, the other thing is that we had another shooting late yesterday in Ohio. The body cam shows a woman or a girl with a knife accosting somebody. And the police told her to put it down. She didn't. And she came charging like a bull moose at an officer is what it looked like. And the officer shot her. And that was self-defense, all there was to it. Again, if a cop tells you to do something, do it. Do it. Don't run the risk. All right. We'll be right back. Final segment coming right up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Wines and Decor down there in Sarasota. Now, Dominic's are the very best at what they do, and that is blinds, shades, shutters, decor. They got it. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with the red, white, and blue flag there, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, something that the big boys won't do because all their blinds, shades, shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they have a Hunter Douglas dealer. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, which is important in the business. Now, you can stop by and see Joe and the gang in the store. And while you're there, make sure you say howdy, howdy. Tell them the captain sent you. But remember, you can also call them for an appointment. They'll come to you. 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, they also offer all military and first responders a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. Tell them your captain sent you. Make sure you meet Jill and the gang that are there, and you'll have a great old time and enjoy a nice donut. If you say pretty please with whatever. No, I'm just kidding. They are definitely top shelf, and you'll You'll like going there. You will like going there. Now, folks, the last line of defense when you can't get anything else done in law enforcement, it's not the FBI. It's not the CIA. It's your sheriff. Now, in the United States, in our post-2020 election world, it's gotten to the point where citizens are no longer being protected by tyranny by our federal and many state and local governments aided by complicit corporations. In fact, the tyranny, the oppression, if you will, is being perpetrated by the very governance and the institutions sworn to protect the very people that they're opposing. Now, we're not dealing with a national leftist effort, those ties, because this is a global operation devised by and for the purpose of destroying a nation. And we, the people, stand in their way. Now, when government falters, who now speaks up for the people? Who can we turn to hold the line? The last institution of government protection for our citizenry is the sheriff, a constitutional carry sheriff. Now, you notice I said a constitutional carry sheriff. Now, a constitutional sheriff is one who takes seriously the upholding of the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States. These are changing with defending life, liberty, and as globalist objectives come down the path, obviously getting things done is going to become more and more important. Now, elected official or employees from any level of government can definitely take their questions and concerns to the sheriff, regardless of where you're at, if you're in a city or whatnot. Now, that's due to the vertical separation of powers in a constitution. Now, that's a constitution, if you look at it, it's sort of a pyramid with a narrower or more limited responsibilities as you go up the pyramid. Keep in mind, most sheriffs that I know are going to do the very best they can to help you. Now, an executive order is not for making or interpreting law. The executive branch is tasked with enforcing existing law and not creating new law. All executive orders must be supported by the Constitution. Attempts to block executive orders have happened before, and they've been successful, especially with each other's orders that could be better handled by legislation instead. But you might remember, some of you, President Harry Truman, whose executive order 10340 placed on the country's steel mills under federal control, worked. Now, it was later found to be unconstitutional because it changed to make up law rather than the enforcer's appearance. So, keep in mind that the sheriff has the final say. Have you talked to the sheriff in your county yet? Might want to do that. Might be surprised. You might be surprised at what you hear. And these are good people. Law enforcement people are good people. Okay. I talked about Maxine Waters. I talked about her dangerous rhetoric. I talked about what was at stake here. I don't need to be a broken record, but you need to call Maxine Waters up in Washington. Now, I'm going to give you the switchboard number. 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. That's the number for the congressional switchboard. Then ask to speak with Nancy Pelosi. And you should be able to do that. If you can't, call me and we'll try to figure something out for you. And that's just me talking. But if you need help in talking to somebody, We can tell you what the process is and how you can go about doing it. And yes, there's a process. There is a process. Okay, now, we have another poll that's come out today. And normally I don't do this, but I'm going to do it now. We have a lot of religious people who listen to our program from all around the country. And I want you to hear something that's extremely important to the timeline in the age that we're living in right now. All right, it works better when I turn the volume on, doesn't it? Okay, we'll do that again because it's very short, but here we are right now.
This one comes from Young America's Foundation, and it reveals about 30% of today's high school and college students never attend religious services of any kind. College kids are less likely than those in high school to be going to church on Sunday. And amongst the roughly 70% who do attend services, large percentages of them do so only occasionally or on certain holidays. About 50% of respondents also do not identify with any specific religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, I got to admit, I fall into that category myself. I don't go all the time. I go for special holidays and this, that, and the other, and special occasions. But that's just me, because I lost my life partner, and as a result, I just don't have the enthusiasm I did before. And that's okay. I get it. People around me get it. They don't bother me, so it is what it is. By the way, Eric just chimed in here and said, sheriffs that hold the Constitution and their oath of office, I hope people can understand and see why the powers that be are going after oath keepers. Yeah, that's the reason, Eric. That's part of the reason, because they keep their oath. They sure do. By the way, don't forget, Everglades Equipment. Their Everglades Equipment Group that's here in Florida. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And those of you that are out there getting ready to go to work, if you work on a farm, stop by, check them out. Might be the best thing you do. Yet. So there you go. Do yourself a favor, folks. Don't fall for all these scams that are out there when it comes to gold and all that stuff. I had somebody tell me they bought a coin, and I think I don't know what it was worth, but it was you know, one of these gold coins, and they took it to a jeweler to get it appraised, and it wasn't worth what they said it was, and he bought it on the internet. Go figure. Be careful. Be careful. Alrighty. You'll hear more today, I'm sure, about the Chauvin trial and where that's going to go. The weather, you truckers out there, you've got some really bad weather coming across the country. Be safe. Be careful. And I'll see you all tonight on the Radio, right here, the Captain's America Third Watch. See ya!
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.